from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau police say they located two 13-year-old boys believed to have been involved in the fire that destroyed the playground at Twin Lakes last night. In a short statement issued this morning, Sergeant Chris Gifford says the boys were interviewed and then lodged at the Johnson Youth Center. The boys, who were not identified by name because they're juveniles, are being charged with felony arson in the second degree and felony criminal mischief in the first degree. No one was reported injured, but the community is feeling the loss. KTO's Quentin Chandler reports.
Foam is clinging to the charred remains of castle steeples and playhouses while firefighters sweep the area with high-pressured hoses. The smoke is thick, but through the gaps, it doesn't look like much is left. Bystanders are watching from the sidelines, and some say this is a huge loss. 11-year-old Kayla Burris is watching the fire crews with her parents and brother. She says she feels a strong connection to this park.
It was really important because I like to play on it every day, and it was just really fun to play on it. And now that it's gone, it's really sad.
Kayla says she especially used the park in the summer months, something she was looking forward to doing this year.
I'm probably just going to go see if there's any other thing I can do, like play in another park, but it's not going to be as good as this one.
Kayla's 10-year-old brother Caleb says he loves the park too, and he and his friends usually play here during the summer.
I'm probably going to stay home and play video games now.
But he says video games won't make up for it completely. Nerio Bernaldo says that his kids haven't even seen the fire damage in person yet. He showed them a picture on Facebook before coming out to the scene.
When I got wind of it, I told them about it, and immediately they started crying, so I could see the effect that it had on them, and that was just by word of mouth. And so I think by a lot of kids actually seeing it would cause a lot of emotional trauma, and they would be pretty upset about what's going on.
Bernaldo is sad and angry. He wants to know how the fire started. He says this playground was a go-to destination for a lot of families, including his. He says it's like a safe haven for his kids in a community where he's increasingly worried about his kids having a safe place to go. A Facebook group called Rebuild Castle Park popped up Monday, and within 3 hours of the fire, there were nearly 1,800 members. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.
The city and borough of Juneau has come to the aid of the Juneau Housing First project with another $1.2 million. Housing First is designed to serve Juneau's most vulnerable residents, many of them homeless. But grants and other fundraising have been leaner than projected for the 32-unit complex and clinic under construction. Housing First was originally scheduled to open in May, but when the project lost Front Street Community Health Center as its partner to run the on-site clinic, that pushed things back. Now, a new partner has been found, the Juneau Alliance for Mental Health Incorporated. The Juneau Assembly unanimously approved the increased funding without discussion Monday evening. Housing First Complex is now scheduled to open in July.